Welcome back. It's 3:50, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Robert Knight, Senior Fellow for the American Civil Rights Union and a columnist for the Washington Times. Bob, how are you?
I'm fine, Andy, on this rainy day.
Yeah, really. All right, so I check out the headline this morning on your piece, Kansas Leads Way Against Ballot Fraud. Finally, someone is doing something about it, or has it been happening behind the scenes and we're just not aware of it?
It is pretty recent, but Kris Kobach, the Secretary of State, who was elected in 2010, is doing a lot. He has assembled a database in Kansas. They're using his office as the headquarters, and he's got 14 other states signed up, and they're comparing voter rolls, registrations, going back and forth, trying to find duplications. They're finding quite a few. People move, and they don't think to tell their registration people back home, oh, by the way, take us off the voting rolls. It's the last thing you think about when you move. Plus, when people die, they're not automatically taken off the voting rolls.
Yeah.
It takes a while. Usually it happens when a next of kin actually contacts the voting registrar. But again, that's the last thing the family's thinking about.
Yeah.
So to clean up the voting rolls, this is a great thing, I think.
Yeah. In Florida, I read the story this morning that in Florida they still have 53,000 dead voters on the registration rolls. They just kind of – I don't know if they're part of this overall project or not. I didn't see Florida listed in your list of these other states. However, I'm hoping they are, and I'm hoping this is part of it. 53,000 dead voters still on the rolls.
Yeah, I'm afraid Florida is not part of it at this point. It doesn't mean they couldn't join and cooperate. But a number of other states ought to be joining, too. Kris Kobach told me confidentially 6 more states are about to join it. And not a moment too soon, because the Pew Center said that 1.8 million dead people are still in the voting rolls nationwide.
Wow.
There are hundreds of thousands of people who are double registered, that sort of thing. And this is a problem. But, you know, there are two other problems. And one, they were caused by the Motor Voter Act, the first piece of legislation Bill Clinton signed in 1993 when he became president. First, it provided for mail-in registrations where people don't even have to walk in ever to see the registrar and show that they're a real live human being. And the other is that although it instructs secretaries of state to clear the voter rolls, it says that you can't take a name off for 2 consecutive federal elections. So you're talking about a name sitting there for 8 years before they can remove it, unless the family comes in and removes it.
Yeah.
So that held up vote reform. And then some of that got cleaned up in 2002 when they passed another bill in the wake of the Gore-Bush debacle. What you need is aggressive secretaries of state who take ballot integrity seriously, like Kris Kobach in Kansas.
How big is the problem of actually having someone vote twice? Do we have any idea?
We don't really have any idea. We know it happens.
Yeah.
In fact, John Fund wrote a wonderful book called Stealing Elections, and he documents how it happened over and over in St. Louis where people are coming in. I think the bigger problem is mail-in registration and early voting and stuff that's hard to keep track of.
Yeah.
More than people showing up and voting twice at the polling place. I mean, that does happen, but here's the problem. It happens mostly in inner cities, where it's difficult to get poll watchers to go down there for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw the Black Panthers intimidating people in Philadelphia in 2008, and nothing happened to them, so how many people want to go down and be a poll watcher?
Yeah, I was going to ask you who benefits, which party benefits more, but now I sort of have the idea if the bigger problems are in the heavily concentrated, urban areas, then it would occur to me that the left is the beneficiary of this.
Yeah, I was talking to Matthew Vadim of Capital Research Center the other day, and he said that the Republicans have to get 3-4% more vote just to offset the vote fraud in heavily urban areas.
Huh.
And that's just a rule of thumb.
Yeah.
And it's too bad. Everybody's vote ought to count the same.
Wouldn't voter IDs with a photograph put an end to all of this?
It would help a lot, including verifying signatures and providing a photo ID for getting mail-in ballots. That's what Kansas has. Kansas has the best law in the country. And the only reason they don't have the other aspect of it, which is to prove U.S. citizenship, is because that's going to happen in 2013. And Kris Kobach was trying to get legislators to get it in on the books before the November elections, but he got done in by his own party. The Senate president in Kansas assigned it to a hostile committee, and that killed the bill. And I talked to him last week. I said, why would he do that? And he said, well, you can ask him that, but we don't have a conservative legislature in Kansas.
I thought they were all Republican in Kansas.
32 Senate Republicans against 8 Democrats, and yet he said he had difficulty passing the legislation. And I talked to somebody else. I said, what's with Kansas? He said, well, you know, you got Rhino Republicans. And when you add the 8 Dems to the Rhinos, you've got a liberal majority there in Kansas.
Yeah. Kansas always has been a little strange. I mean, they volley back and forth between Republicans and Democrats all the time. They're not like Maryland, as an example. It just, you know, is always going to be 70% or 80% Democrat.
Yeah, Maryland's a machine state, no doubt about it. Baltimore and PG County and Montgomery County, machines control politics. And the people in western Maryland and on the eastern shore sometimes feel disenfranchised.
Man, no kidding. All right, folks, if you get the chance, check it out today. It is by Robert Knight. It's in today's Washington Times. Kansas leads way against ballot fraud. More states join effort to eliminate double voting. Bob, always good to talk to you. Have a great remainder of this Monday.
Yeah, thank you, Andy.
See you next time.